Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
Energy analyst describes rising lake levels signal positive turn for energy sector. MISA urges government officers not to withhold information from the media, and ruling party in Ivory Coast tightens grip on parliament. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Energy analyst Leonard Sepe says the recent increase in lake water levels at Lake Kariba, recorded by the Zambezi River Authority, ZRA, points to a positive development for the country's energy sector, which largely depends on hydropower generation. Yesterday, the authority indicated that the lake level has begun to record marginal increases following recent rainfall activity on and around the catchment, stating that the overall stability is expected as the 2025-2026 rainy season progressively develops. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Sepe has described the increase of lake levels from 475.80 meters in 2024 to 476.24 meters this year as encouraging for power generation prospects. He expressed hope that the trend will continue, citing reports from the Meteorological Department indicating that the country is expected to receive normal to above normal rainfall during the current season. Mr. Sepe also commended government for implementing reforms that allow independent power producers to freely invest in alternative power generation sources. Such measures are critical in improving electricity generation and supply while strengthening the overall energy sector, said Mr. Sepe. He further commended government's efforts in addressing challenges in the energy sector, stating that the power deficit the country has experienced in recent past is gradually coming to an end due to sustained policy interventions and investment. Mr. Sepe further emphasized that continued rainfall, coupled with supportive energy policies, will play a key role in ensuring a stable and reliable power supply for the nation.
But alongside, we noticed that the government has been doing quite a lot in the area of energy, and that's why we have seen this. And it is our hope that we continue receiving enough rainfall pattern this rainfall season, like we have been guided. By the Zambia Meteorological Department, that we are going to receive normal to above normal rainfall patterns.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has urged government to channel all national bridge construction funds exclusively through the Zambia National Service, the ZNS. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape cited the institution's consistent delivery of durable, cost-effective and timely infrastructure. Ms. Mwape emphasized that ZNS has proven itself as the most dependable and rapid response agency for bridge construction across the country. With a disciplined workforce, modern equipment and a clear mandate to support national development, ZNS is uniquely placed to ensure that every kwacha allocated to bridge construction result in safe, long-lasting infrastructure even when the need is urgent, said Ms. Mwape in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She highlighted ZNS's ability to complete projects ahead of schedule, operate within profit-driven costs, and mobilize swiftly in remote or disaster-affected areas where private contractors may be unable or unwilling to respond. Ms. Mwape also pointed to the institution's national building ethos, noting that as a civic body, ZNS instills a strong sense of ownership and pride in every project, which translates into higher construction standards and a stronger maintenance culture. She referred several successful projects completed by ZNS, including the 120-meter Chisamba Bridge, the 85-meter Kamboni Bridge in Wapula, the 70-meter Munyama Bridge in Muchinga, and the 95-meter Kashiba Bridge in Northern Province among others. Ms. Mwape proposed the establishment of a joint oversight and assessment committee comprising ZNS, the Road Development Agency RDA, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit DMMU, and the independent technical experts from the Ministry of Infrastructure. She affirmed that assigning bridge construction to ZNS is a strategic investment in a nationally committed institution that supports economic development and strengthens Zambia's resilience to climate-related challenges.
They do have a well-disciplined workforce, modern equipment, and a clear mandate to support national development. ZNS is uniquely placed to ensure that every kwacha allocated to bridge construction results in safe, long-lasting infrastructure, even when the need is urgent. This is something that we have seen, and we commend them for the great work that they do for this nation.
The media